Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. And let me just begin by saying happy 4th of July on this 250th anniversary of the birth of the greatest nation in history. I think that we as Christians, probably more than anyone else, have good cause to celebrate the nation in which we live and the great freedoms we enjoy as Americans. After all, we know both the source and the purpose of true liberty. We know that liberty comes from God, that God alone grants us rights as those who are created in His image. We know that our freedoms are grounded in His sovereign decree. This is a truth that was recognized in our Declaration of Independence as a nation when the Declaration states that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In other words, from the beginning, our founders recognized that the government does not grant us rights or liberties. They come from God. And God, our Creator, is the source of liberty, is also the object of our liberties, because the true goal of liberty is to know, worship, and serve the true and living God. When liberty is used only to pursue selfish and worldly goals, that's an abuse of liberty that ultimately leads to bondage and misery, whether it's an individual or a nation. So as Christians, we ought to, first of all, be thankful to God for our nation and the freedoms and the blessings that we enjoy as a people. We can be thankful as we recognize God's providential hand in the history of the United States, its founding, its progress, and its positive influence around the world. Of course, it's not perfect and never has been. It's not the kingdom of God, but a nation established among sinful and fallen people. Still, it's a nation that has been profoundly shaped by Christianity, and it is therefore a nation that has enjoyed unprecedented freedoms and blessings. But as we give thanks, we ought also to earnestly pray for our nation and our people. We are undoubtedly facing an era of national crisis, and it is not primarily a political or an economic crisis, but a moral and spiritual crisis. The founders of this great nation, while certainly they were not all what we would call evangelical Christians, were nevertheless deeply shaped in their thinking by a Christian and biblical worldview. They recognized that true liberty was inseparable from moral and religious character. In the words of John Adams, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." The biblical worldview that formed the basis for the very freedoms we enjoy today has long fallen under attack. It has been deeply eroded by competing worldviews, and especially by the false ideals of modern secularism. Proverbs 14:34 reminds us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The blessings that we have enjoyed as a people for 250 years are ultimately inseparable from righteousness and the fear of God. And therefore, let us commit to pray for the progress of the gospel and the spiritual renewal of our society. Let us pray that God would grant repentance unto life to many, and that the influence of the gospel and of biblical truth would permeate our nation once again. Let us pray also for governing authorities, that they would acknowledge the true God in their thinking, and in their governing, submit themselves to His word in their calling as magistrates. And let us pray as well that wicked and destructive worldly philosophies might be suppressed and be replaced increasingly by a biblically grounded worldview. So today, as we celebrate our nation's 250th anniversary, let us be both thankful for the blessings and mercies we've been given, while we also remember to pray fervently for the great challenges facing our nation. Let us not forget to daily give thanks, above all, for the spiritual freedom that God has purchased for us through the cross of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.